Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. But speaking of blessing and losing blessing, what's happening in Detroit? I know that there, what are some of the stats that was going on? Because we were just playing yesterday, you know, we're trying to talk about how the Americans, as Americans, that we booed God, we booed Jerusalem and all that.
Right.
And but while we had to listen to that, we heard Vastai, the co-chair of a party, stand up and say,
Credentials Committee
say, you know, and he brought Detroit back from the brink of disaster.
Oh, my goodness.
You remember that?
Yes. Like, yeah.
I didn't even know what was going to be said. And
that was
a year ago.
But last month, the city of Detroit filed bankruptcy.
The one that's been brought back from disaster?
The one that was brought back from disaster.
How does a city, who do you file it with?
I don't know. $18 billion.
With a B?
With a B. $18 billion in debt. There's other cities that are right behind them. But $18 billion in debt, 45,000 abandoned, burned down homes.
45,000.
45,000. A joblessness rate of 50%.
50%. I mean, the Great Depression had what, 15% maybe? The Great Depression was 15. So this is 50%.
50%.
50%. In Detroit, isn't Detroit the Motown? Is that Motown?
Motown, yeah. Motor City.
Yeah, Motor City and all that, yeah.
I mean, this was a booming city.
Motown not been mowed over by...
Listen, not only Motown, but, I mean, mow delivered. I mean, they spent how many billions of dollars to help rescue the motor industry?
Yeah.
But the whole thing, too, is that if you think about that, you're looking at this is what unionizing has done to this whole city.
Yeah,
because they're probably paying benefits that they can't even afford to pay now to all these unionized workers, and then they're filing bankruptcy because of it.
Filing bankruptcy, they lost 1,000 police, and they have a murder rate
on
higher.
Top of that.
Oh yeah, it just all went down. All as a result, they lost 1,000 police, with the police telling, warning people, don't come enter the city of Detroit at your own risk.
Hmm. I thought this was good news. I thought you were fixing to share some good news.
Well, this is some good news. This is some good news because, you know, the segment that we did back in July was the city of Detroit files for bankruptcy, rebuild, and come back with God. Wow. And guess what?
What?
They're coming back with God.
Awesome.
They're coming back with God.
What's going on?
It's our prayer. Well, a bunch of church leaders are gathering in Detroit, and they're talking about bringing back, you know, God into the city. The way to economic revival is to bring back God back. And they're talking about how the reason they're in this place, and I wish we had more time to talk about this, the reason they're in this place is because they kicked God out and they allowed radical Islam to take its place.
They had
a former member of the Muslim Brotherhood come and speak and told them what happened, and they came on into the city. They were took advantage of the disadvantaged folks, and they just basically stole the city away.
We need more time to talk about this because they're headed in the right direction. Sometimes it looks like when you're down and you're on your back and you've lost everything, it's over. But the truth is, what was wrong is over. What is right is about to begin.
Yeah. Former Muslim Brotherhood terrorist and current international speaker, Kamil Saleem.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yes, he addressed this group.
He was sent to America to destroy America. He came into the Bible Belt. He came into the Bible Belt. He said, I want to go there where the tough Christians were, they said. And he was going to confront them. And he found God.
That's right.
He got in a car accident. He found God. Yes. And Christians loved on him. He got saved. Powerfully met God, true God through Son Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, all the ministers in the city are getting together and they're just saying, "Listen, we're going to fight for this city and we're going to bring back God into the city. We're going to do the right thing." And so this is a blueprint, really a blueprint right now of what's coming, how they're coming back, because there's tons of cities like this. And we'll probably share these stats for
Monday. Let's come Monday. I want to be this next week. I want to talk more about this because I believe that every city that if we humble ourselves.
Oh my goodness!
Before God,
these cities that are
acknowledge our sin. Yeah. They acknowledge what they've done wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the debt. I mean, they're all going to be going down, but it's a result of what?
Right.
You know,
wrong choices.
Wrong choices. And when you kick God out, don't be surprised when He leaves.
Yeah.
But here's the thing: we can always repent.
That's right.
And we can always bring the Lord back in.
Well, dear God, we just pray for Detroit right now.
Yes.
We pray for the church in Detroit, our brothers and sisters, Father God. We pray for godly leadership, God. We ask you, Lord, to forgive the sins of those who've sown it in that city, standing in the gap, and that you would just bring repentance and forgiveness and mercy and divine ideas and concepts and begin to cause them to be the light, a light, not the light, a light to America that says, you know, we can rebuild on God, just like Detroit. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.